Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to a bonus episode of Stall It, where we answer your questions. It's a good episode because we've got loads of questions.
It's always a good episode.
It's always a good one when you have questions. And we'll be reading them out because Owen isn't here. So will we get into it?
Fuck it, why not?
Here we go.
I'll ask you the first question.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Because it's for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, it's on the For You page.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you steady?
Go.
Okay. Darren, did you jump through Joe's window yet, Anna?
Thanks for the question, Anna. Yeah, I did. Actually, I've jumped through his window a few times.
Did you? You got it replaced and you've done it again.
I'm just jumping through for the crack now, but I'm jumping through. And what would you do if I jumped through your window, man?
And done what?
And just flossed.
I said, what the fuck, man? When you say jump through me window, do you mean like climb in an open window?
Yeah.
Or do you mean jump through the glass pane? Like the orange juice man or a Family Guy?
Jump through the glass.
Like smashed it?
And done a roll.
I went, oh yeah.
A jump and roll.
A little duck and roll.
And then what would you do if I jumped through your window, right? Well, I just opened it because you'd hear me if I jumped through it. I just opened it. And I went under your bed. Do you have an underneath your bed?
Yes, he does.
I do. So I got under your bed, right? And I just start booting it while they're asleep.
That would be fucking terrifying.
Wouldn't it?
That would be very, 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 very scary.
But that would be awful, wouldn't it?
You'd think it's a poltergeist. You'd be like, I'm fucking ghost.
And I start making mad noises like... Oh, that. Is that a mad noise?
I feel like it would be creepier if there was no sound. It would be the silence that would be terrifying.
Like if I was just leathering it.
Like proper...
Like
catch.
I was the way it'd cycle a bike.
Yeah. Cycle a bike. Oh, like a boot. Like a fucking heels up, lying on the back.
And just hoofing the thing.
Get up. Yeah. Kind of
constantly.
Like, I used to do it to my brothers when we were in bunk beds. And I'd be on the bottom bunk and you'd be on the top and you just boot them.
You'd break the lats. Do you ever break the lats?
It was kind of like springs or something. What was it? How the fuck did we... Yeah, it was like a metal sheet that you'd kind of place onto it. So it was always loose anyway. Mm-hmm. So you're just kind of pushing that up. But yeah.
Yeah, I've jumped through... To answer your question, Anna, it's a great one, by the way. I have jumped through his window.
I have.
But the next time I do, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get under the bed and kick the lats off the thing.
Jesus Christ.
So another one.
Go on.
I need a bit of water or something. Hi lads. Sorry I couldn't make the live show, but I have to know. Joe, did you make the big reveal about the fast food truck at the live show? What are we to expect when and where we start queuing up to sample it? Oh, that's... What are we to expect? When and where can we start queuing up to sample it?
I did make the announcement at the
live show. Can't do it on this.
Why not? It's that main episode shit.
That's main episode stuff. But...
Ah, fuck it.
I'll go on.
I did. I made the announcement at the live show. I wanted to have the food truck there, but it's just not ready. Well, not quite. Like, oh, if it was like a week or two out. The announcement was that it's... a spice bag truck. So we're going to be selling spice bags out of the food truck. And they're going to be like gourmet shit. Like fucking
parsley on top of it.
Jeez, yeah.
And chives.
I'm going to do one spice bag that you can order. That's the spiciest spice bag in the world. Made using spices that are literally the spiciest spices in the world.
And you already have the ingredients for that?
And we have them. We're already playing around with it and seeing how much we need and how much is tolerable. And it's fucking hot, man. It's so bleeding.
It's an unbearable heat, like, where you're just like, I cannot eat any more of that now.
Very, very much so. Very much so. But if you have a glass of milk, it's fine. Like, it is fine. But in terms of queuing up, it's not going to be in one set location. We're going to be doing events and venues and, yeah, it's not going to be in one place. But I'll let you know. I usually be the first to know where it is.
It'll be on the stories.
Yeah, be on the fucking stories, man. Yeah, I fucking would love to have the food truck at the venue in Vicar Street so everyone could fucking come out and have a spice bag. But alas, it wasn't to be.
Sure luck. Now they're, it's out in the open.
Another question. Lads, would you be more impressed if the other one climbed Mount Everest or built their own hand glider from stuff they found in skips and then glided from Houston Station to the Poolbeg Chimneys and back? Rory. Hi, guy. Yeah, Rory. Which one would impress you more?
What would impress me more if someone climbed Mount Everest or built their own
hand glider?
Hand glider? What's a hand glider? You know, like one that you just, like an Iron Man thing?
You know, you jump off a mountain and then you just glide.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a hand glider. And now I don't know how you'd hand glide from Houston Station to the Poolbeg Chimneys.
Mm. That's impressive.
Yeah.
But it's also very impressive to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah. I would be very impressed. I think I'd be impressed if you climbed Mount Everest.
Or anyone?
Not anyone. You in particular.
Considering I don't climb often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine, like, I haven't climbed in years, like, and to climb Mount Everest as my next climbing thing would be class.
I haven't climbed in years.
I haven't. I can't remember the last time I climbed. Now that I think of it.
I think to build a hand glider is very impressive. And to glide from Houston Station up to the Poolbeg Chimneys, which is like the length of the Liffey, basically.
It's historical, to be honest, more than...
It's incredible.
It's just historical.
Yeah.
That would, like... That'd be history, like.
I mean, it's kind of pointless, though. But so was climbing Mount Everest.
It kind of is pointless to climb Mount Everest.
Yeah.
It's just a mountain, like, that you climb. And then you get up there and you're like, okay.
And it's not that impressive. The Sherpas do it day in, day out.
Do you think you could climb it?
Yeah.
Why do people only get halfway?
Because it's very expensive.
Is that all?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all it is, the barrier for them? Is the expenses? How much is it to climb it?
Oh, tens of thousands.
Why do you have to pay to climb a mountain?
Because you're paying somebody, a Sherpa, to go up the mountain with all of your stuff, set up a tent and have all that stuff there ready for you and cooking your dinners and making all your meals. And to even get to Mount Everest is very hard. You have to fly somewhere in Nepal and then it's like a really long journey to get to the bottom of Mount Everest, and then even to get up to base camp is very expensive. It's very expensive to get to base camp. And then once you're up there, the fucking Sherpas are going up and they're laying the rope and everything. The Sherpas go up and down every day, like.
Mm. How long would it take to get from the top to bottom? Days?
From the top to the bottom, or from the bottom to the top?
The bottom to the top, yeah, sorry.
Or from, like, base camp to the top?
Yeah, like, to how long would it take to climb Mount Everest?
Like a week.
Would it?
Yeah. Because you go up and then you come back down. A little bit more each time. Because you have to acclimatise. So you go up and then you come down.
Why would your head explode?
You wouldn't be able to breathe. There's no oxygen. Like, there's very little oxygen. And it's freezing cold. And there's queues and queues of people going up. So it's very dangerous. That's what the most dangerous thing is, that getting trapped in a queue. Because people are going up to the top and taking selfies and then coming back down. And it's just a lot of bollocks. Like,
must have plenty of money.
You find these millionaires and these multimillionaires and billionaires do stupid things like get into submarines to go down to the Titanic or climb Mount Everest or just put themselves in dangerous positions because they feel like they're fucking invincible. Mm. Because they're so rich, they're so powerful. They think that they're so powerful. When really, it's not that impressive.
Yeah.
I don't think.
So That answers the question. It's not that impressive to climb Mount Everest.
Now, a hand glider from Euston Station to Pillbeg Chimneys.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Oh, you would be impressed now if you could do that.
And if you could do that, you could probably go anywhere, if that's the case.
Hand glide anywhere, yeah.
Be better than them bleeding scooters. Going around, anyway, to replace the scooters with hand gliders.
Imagine all these lads going around with hand gliders.
There'd probably be a hand gliding lane. Fucking no cars left on the road.
Bam, 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 on a fucking hand glider.
I'd go with that as well.
With a hand glider?
Yeah. But it would be impressive to see me climb Mount Everest. I've got one more anyway.
Come on.
It just says, please read out the following. Which famous celebrity would you want to...
Sorry, that fucking coffee tastes like fish.
Probably the cup.
Jesus Christ, proper tuna. That tastes like tuna.
Did it?
Taste that?
No, I'm all right for the tuna tea.
It's coffee. Whoa, or that's tuna fucking coffee. Rotten.
Was that only now it started tasting like that?
That's the first sup I took out of it. Tastes like fucking tuna.
Ugh. You'll probably never drink coffee again now.
That's... Ugh. Roy, what's the question?
It says, please read out the following. Which famous celebrity would you want to punch in the face? Regards, Jason.
Famous celebrity would you like to punch in the face? I mean, none of them.
Oh. Kevin Spacey.
Is he a celebrity? Can you be a celebrity and, like, be not nice? Be a bad person? Like,
I don't know.
Is Ted Bundy a celebrity? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Who would you pick for that? That's a tough one.
Donald Trump.
Like to punch him in the face?
Oh yeah. Be deadly. Your knuckles would be orange.
It's going to be great. What celebrity would you like to punch in the face? That's a weird one. It's a hard one. Because there's some that I want to say that I'm not going to say.
Oi.
They're right under me. They're right under me tweets.
Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow?
This is a lovely day.
This is my kind of day. Gary Barlow. Are you going with Gary Barlow?
No,
then?
I'm not
going
to go with Gary Barlow. Who did I just say? I said someone.
Ted Bundy.
I said Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Or Alan Sugar. No, do you know what? The Scottish... Do you ever watch Dragon's Den?
Mm.
Gordon Ramsay. Oh, I'd love to give him a smack.
Would you?
Yeah. Oh.
Do you hate him?
No, I couldn't love him, but I still just want to... Come here to me, you.
Yeah.
Give him a smack. But I love him. I'd give him a smack and then a big hug.
Give him a smack and then have a steak.
I feel like he could take it.
He'd say, thank you, I needed that.
It's fucking raw.
Okay.
This place is shit. It's falling apart.
Oh, God.
Flip your little tick. Bum. Straight into the mouth.
Joey Barton.
Joey Barton. The footballer.
Yeah.
Ex-Newcastle.
Yeah.
Current nobody.
Current nobody.
Why is he currently with no one? Did he do something bad?
He is on some shit.
Is he? What's he done now?
A lot of sexist stuff.
Yeah. Like sex.
Like, do you know, just like about like the... He just has this big agenda about like women commentators and stuff and women in sport and...
Oh, really?
Maybe not women in sport in general, just like he's got some bad takes, like, you know?
Mm.
So I'd love to just give him a box.
Give him a smack.
For the crack, yeah.
It's a lot better than my answers. No, I went with Donald Trump. I think everyone will agree with me on that. Just because he's fucking mad.
Joey Barton.
Is he a celebrity?
Yeah.
Bear. What's your man Bear?
Is he a celebrity? He's a footballer. And he's famous for being a footballer, but is a celebrity, is that Is that what a celebrity is?
Yeah. What is a celebrity? A well-known person.
Well-known public figure, isn't it?
Yeah. Right. Okay. Some interesting questions. Thanks for sending them in. If you have any more, send them in to stala@goloudnow.com. And we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
And if you have any more questions, send them in to stala@goloudnow.com.
Literally just said that.
I'm just saying it again in case you forgot.
Okay. Right. Talk to us Wednesday.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye-bye.